The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Show me a gal who's kissed him once. I'll show you a gal who's kissed him twice. Once any gal has kissed him twice. She's dreaming of shoes and rice. Bronco, Bronco, tearing across the Texas plain. Bronco, Bronco, Bronco Lane.
And good morning. It's April 25th, episode 1644. And we've got a lot of things going on in the next couple of months. Cinco de Mayo is 10 days away.
Oh, wow.
You'll have to go to a Mexican restaurant on that day, Brian. Okay.
Taco Bell count?
Not really, but okay. Yeah. Mother's Day, 16 days. Memorial Day is in 31 days. The last full day of school is in 34 days, so you're going to go 2 days after Memorial Day. And May 30th is a half day for all the youngsters. And, of course, Earth Day Tuesday, I believe it was Tuesday?
Yes.
Officially. And
But
the big Earth Day celebration in Murfreesboro is going to be tomorrow.
Yep.
And from 10 to 2, and we'll talk about that more in just a minute. But first of all, the most important thing today is Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-dee. And we're out without Dalton today, but John and Brian are here, and we're going to try to get you through this morning. It's always a little tougher. Traffic's always a little rougher on Friday morning for some reason. I don't
you
know why.
You guys are jerks.
Wow, that was uncalled for, Dalton.
Jeez. We got a show to do here. We got a show. The show must go on. It's radio here.
Oh, just hearing his voice. Yeah. Okay. it is Friday, and some things have happened last week. The Pope died.
Yeah, that was strange.
Had Easter Sunday service, I think, and got to meet J.D. Vance, and then the next day he's gone.
Yeah, so, it happened
88.
I guess really, really early on Monday.
Yeah, 88 years old. So he had been sick. He'd had pneumonia, been battling it. But,
you know, all through my childhood and early adulthood, there was one pope, John Paul II. Mm-hmm. It was like forever. And I'm not Catholic, so I don't know how they do it. And they made a big deal about, you know, the conclave and, you know, they send the white smoke or whatever when they finally decided on a pope. We got to do all that again.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up soon, probably next week, I guess, what I would think. They'll start discussing that. The funeral, let's see, he died. Yeah, the funeral may have already taken place. I'm not sure.
I think it's like a 9-day something or whatnot. I don't know. It'll be drawn out probably.
There were a lot of Pope Johns.
Yep.
There were a lot of Pope Johns. I think 23 of them, from what I can understand. So, I don't know. But Pope John was Pope when I was also a kid, too. But
yeah, he was there, like, forever. So, Pope Francis followed Pope Benedict, but he's still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was, like, you know, he stepped down and didn't go until he passed away. But I think he still lives at the Vatican somewhere.
They had a lot of controversy under him, too, I think.
Yeah.
Too. So, a lot of stuff going on. What else is going on? Let's see. A new movie's out called Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan. And it's one of those horror, kind of vampire kind of shows. But it's making money at the box office.
Really?
Big time. Yeah. That and what's that? Mineshaft? What's the name of it? What's that?
Minecraft.
Other? Minecraft, yeah. Minecraft, Mineshaft, really.
That's a very popular game with the kiddos, or not kiddos, I guess they're young adults now. But
and Jack Black's in it, and evidently it's really good. So, did you see it?
No, I haven't.
You didn't go with Dalton to see it?
No, that was a Dalton-Megan date night.
Oh, so you're not getting to see the movies like you used to.
No.
Dear old dad.
I guess the last one was the Captain America.
Dear old dad been thrown out. How was a Harrison Ford as the Red Hulk?
You know, okay.
Okay.
I wasn't overly impressed. Of course, I've been watching Shrinking, which is on Apple TV, but it's with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford's in it. It's about, you know, their psychiatrist or whatnot, but their lives and stuff. It's really pretty good. And he portrays one of the older people in that, but he's got Parkinson's. So, but he's doing well on that. I don't know. It just, Harrison Ford just keeps on acting. But
you ask him, he says it's for the money. He's doing it for the money.
I think he wanted to do that, yeah.
Yeah. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 61. And then Saturday, partly sunny. Chance for showers and storms redeveloping. And highs head back into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Play an old guitar. Nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to bring you the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th. Find out more information at rcearthday.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the first round of the NFL draft, the Titans, as expected, took quarterback for Miami Cam Ward. Then Jacksonville traded up to get Colorado's Travis Hunter. The Raiders, at number 6 overall, selected Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. And the Bears took Michigan tight end Colston Loveland. Later tight end from Penn State Tyler Warren went to the Colts. And the Giants traded up in the first round and got quarterback Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Colorado QB Shedeur Sanders has not yet been selected. To the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City's up 3-0 after a big comeback at Memphis, 114-108. The Thunder were down 69-40 late first half. Clippers dominated Denver. New York won by 2 at Detroit. In the NHL playoffs, wins for Minnesota, St. Louis, and Florida. Toronto won in overtime at Ottawa. Baseball, the A's with 2 in the bottom of the ninth beat Texas 4-3.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour here at 6 o'clock, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And, of course, they've got some big things coming your way. Let's see. You know what I've done?
What?
I've got a new sheet here. What? Anyway, it's Earth Day.
Yeah.
And they're going to have their celebration April 26th, which is Saturday, from 10 to 2 on the Square. And Brian, tell us a little bit about what they have going on, because they're going to have grilled cheese.
Yeah, those gourmet grilled cheese. Have the griddle truck out there serving those up, popcorn, hot dogs. You know, as we go to the food first. But they've got local and organic products that you can purchase. They've got some live music, new people every hour, so you don't want to miss Earth Day coming up on Saturday, tomorrow, big Earth Day celebration.
All right, looking forward to that. And I would like to mention that tomorrow is also Mia Kay Jackson's birthday. Just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, I think she's on her little birthday list.
And she will be 13 tomorrow. So happy birthday to Mia Kay.
Two teenagers now.
Or as we call her, Mia. Yeah. She's a Mia. She's not a Mia Kate. For some reason.
But Allie Grace is a middle name.
It's an Allie Grace, yeah. But Mia is Mia. It's just, I'd have to take too long to describe what Mia's like. But anyway, happy birthday to her. And also, Melanie Levinsky is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being so friendly, always wearing a smile, and helpful in so many ways. Melanie Levinsky is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Melanie. And you can help us out with Good Neighbors if you would text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. There'll be a link there that you get back, and it's a secure link. And you can put in name, address, phone number, sentence why you want to nominate that person. Doesn't have to be a long paragraph, just something really short and sweet and to the point. And when you click the submit button, we've got it. You can also get to that same web form over at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways to get in your good neighbors. You can call later on, maybe this afternoon, lunchtime through the afternoon, and call and talk to Melissa. She'll be sure to take in your good neighbor nominations. Don't forget birthdays, anniversaries, too. We're taking those for today and tomorrow for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450. Well, a few holidays today. It's National Arbor Day, so plant a tree. National Hairball Awareness Day, so be sure, you know, those cats. National Crayola Day, Hairstylist Day, and John, it's also DNA Day.
DNA Day, which, of course, here all of a sudden we have themes to this. It's the song of the day, and it's DNA by Kendrick Lamar.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA.
And you said after that, you're picking the song of the day from now on.
Yeah, go back the old way, man. All right, we've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew, and we'll be back.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment, and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58, and in 60, he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We're trying to give them a place where they can eat with their family that's not fast food. We want to create an atmosphere where we can sit down and just have a good old-fashioned family dinner. But unfortunately now, most people can't do it at home. So, you know, two people are working, the kids' activities. And so what we're doing is we provide that, and we make it affordable. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Residents in Hickman County being asked to conserve electricity this morning following a significant fire at a substation yesterday. The Meriwether Lewis Electric Cooperative tells Access Tennessee the incident happened at the Hilltop Substation off of Highway 100 outside of Centerville. One contractor was injured, and firefighters worked for some time to extinguish the dangerous fire. Power was out to a large portion of the county as a result. Officials say they've brought areas back online by sharing resources with another substation, but MLEC is asking residents to conserve power for now as not to overload that temporary repair. An update to a story we brought you Wednesday. Two Murfreesboro teens have now been charged in a bomb threat incident at New Vision Church in Rutherford County. The false bomb threat forced the evacuation of a large church service Wednesday night. More than 600 people were inside when the threat was made. Murfreesboro police say a teen was questioned on site and another was questioned a short time later. Both teens who have not been identified were charged with filing a false report and were taken to the Rutherford County Juvenile Detention Center, according to Murfreesboro police. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Strawberries are coming into season for some parts of the state. At least one West Tennessee farm began sales this week. Green Acres Farms in Milan says locals are lining up to get their hands on a $6 farm fresh quart. They're also selling strawberries daily from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. or until they're quickly sold out. But they say don't worry, the season is just getting started. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor Events coming up. Rewind with Brandon Brooks, Today in History, and another check of the forecast, and also our first look at traffic coming up around 6:34 this morning. John and Brian with you this morning, and Brian, I have got a list today.
Oh, it's been a while.
We haven't had a list in a long time.
Yeah, and find my list.
That's okay. It's all right. It's okay. We're cool. It's all right. Okay. Don't fret. These are TV shows that are based on movies. Okay, they became TV shows. Now I don't have the complete list, but I have several.
Okay,
one would be right off the top of my head would be MASH. It was a movie in 1970 and became a TV show in 72, I believe.
Was the movie very good? The
movie was real good.
Okay. Same people in that movie that were in the TV series?
Yes.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Oh, no. Okay.
Completely different.
Gotcha.
Nobody was the same. Here are some. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was a movie and then became a... On the WB, I think.
Yeah, right, right.
Fargo. You've seen a few episodes of Fargo, but it was a movie originally.
Okay. Yeah, the series is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the last one with
Here's one I didn't know.
John
Beetlejuice.
Hamm.
Beetlejuice was a TV show. I didn't know that.
I think it was a cartoon, maybe.
Oh, maybe so. Okay. Westworld. Westworld starred James Brolin and Yul Brynner. It was a good movie. And then they did it on HBO just a few years ago, not too long ago.
Huh.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Really?
I think that may have been animated, too. In fact, I'm almost positive it was.
So the TV series was?
Mm-hmm.
After, did that come out? That came after the movie.
Yeah. All of these came after.
Gotcha.
Alice, starring Linda Lavin. It was on CBS. There was a movie called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And then they made a TV show called Alice.
Isn't that where the restaurant and Mel's Diner
yeah,
and all that?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Bates Motel. After Psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday Night Lights. It was a movie with, who was in that? Billy Bob Thornton was in it.
Oh.
He played the coach. Then it became a TV show and real popular.
Very popular TV
Teen
show.
Wolf. Michael J. Fox was in Teen Wolf. They made a TV show out of it, not with Michael J. Fox.
Right.
Alien Nation. That was the name of the movie, and then it became a TV show. Cobra Kai. Which is
oh,
on,
yeah.
And that was after.
That's very recent.
Karate Kid, 9 to 5. Don't remember that sitcom, but it was on there. Parenthood was a show after a good movie.
Very good TV show
yeah.
on ABC, I think.
Baby Boom was one. That was with Diane Keaton. She played an executive that adopted a baby, or a baby was given to her. And it became a TV show. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head other than that. But there have been a lot of them that have become. And some of the TV shows were not successful. I mean, there were many that didn't make it. But
most of those were fairly
yeah,
successful that
yeah,
you mentioned. But
yeah, yeah. So
it just shows, I don't know, people talk about the lack of creativity in Hollywood, you know, with all of these superhero movies. I'm sure there are some of those, too.
Correct.
You know, especially animated series coming after the movies and stuff.
Well, there's said some of the best ones was Fargo and Buffy and Buffy was on TV for 10 years, probably.
Yeah.
So
Fargo, I mean, I don't think I've ever even, maybe I've seen the movie. I don't remember seeing the movie. But each year, each series in Fargo, each year is like a whole totally different plot. That's what I kind of liked about it. They're standalone.
We could have done this in What Are We Watching?
Yeah.
We could have. Guess I messed up, didn't I? What? Anyway, it's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1684, a patent is granted for the thimble. Very important in sewing.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Defoe publishes Robinson Crusoe in 1719. 1978, ABC premiere of the crime drama Vegas. 1980, announcement of the U.S. Hostage Rescue Bungle in Iran. 1985, Roger Miller's musical Big River opens at Eugene O'Neill Theater, New York City. 2019, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden announces his campaign for president via video because of COVID. 2019, Microsoft becomes the third U.S. firm to be listed with a market worth of $1 trillion after Apple and Amazon. And finally, in 2006, Columbia Records releases Bruce Springsteen's 14th studio album, We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions, a tribute to folk music pioneer Pete Seeger.
We shall overcome someday.
That was his drunk brother singing with him, I guess. Anyway, Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind. We've got more to come on the Wake Up Crew. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right here till about 7:45 this morning. It's 6:33 here on the Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. April 25th, 1977.
Hello.
Elvis Presley made what would be the last recordings of his life.
So I face
at a concert in Michigan.
The final curtain.
Three of the songs appeared in the posthumously released album, Moody Blue. His date in 1992.
There's a time for love and a time for living.
The final episodes of the ABC family sitcoms.
You ever kill anybody?
Who's the Boss?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
And
as long as we got each other.
Growing Pains.
Can I talk to you as a friend and not as a guy who could make my life miserable?
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 61. And then Saturday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs head back into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 64.
Yeah, getting some attention on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. They're trying to move the damaged vehicles right now, and it's a good thing because all that heavy traffic coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, trying to get up through this section of Antioch on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane as it starts to pick up 65, working your way up through South Nashville all the way up to the South Loop. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111, AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. You've heard us talking with Cliff Sharp over at Greenhouse Ministries about their family culture class. and the culture class is in the dining room there at Greenhouse Ministries. It's absolutely free and will benefit your family. That's on the third Tuesday of each month, 6 o'clock in the evening at Greenhouse Ministries. Well, our local Rutherford County Public Library is offering free computer classes. You need to be a part of that. And if your smartphone is challenging you, drop into any of the Rutherford County Public Libraries and they'll work with you to figure it out. No charge. The Rutherford County Public Libraries are there for you. Here's something else. Sometimes we just need to get together and help each other. There's a grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10, and it's free, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center here in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. And the St. Clair Center is at 312 St. Clair Street. This reminder, we're critically low on blood. Please give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost, if Middle Point doesn't exist, to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Our time is 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. I'm all about lists today. I've got some more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you ready to go with me here on this?
No, we're doing it now?
No. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, later. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm on page.
Might even have some for the next hour. I don't know.
Good.
Well, maybe. I don't know. All right, it's time for our dad joke of the day, which is an all-star in itself. It stands alone on our show. It makes my 6 o'clock ratings go up every time we do this. So.
Oh, we try to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, scientists have discovered that cows produce more milk when the farmers talk to them.
Really?
Yeah, it's like in one ear and out the udder.
Oh, you got a big 4.9 average, you said?
Oh, you're going to dock me here, aren't you?
I can go down real quick. I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, you laughed and everything.
Okay. I'll give it a 4.
How rude.
That's not bad. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Mourners have just hours more to file past Pope Francis' body before his funeral. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at the Vatican.
First tonight begins the ancient ritual of sealing the coffin by Cardinal Kevin Farrell, the Camerlengo of the Roman Catholic Church.
Russia's foreign minister speaking out after President Trump rebuked Vladimir Putin for new deadly strikes on Kyiv. Sergei Lavrov tells CBS's Face the Nation.
We consider serious proposals. We make serious proposals, and this is a process which is not supposed to be public until the end of it.
Former New York Congressman George Santos faces more than 7 years in prison when he's sentenced for fraud today. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
He basically took political donations and used them for his own personal casino holidays and designer clothes and even Botox treatments.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A controversial new transportation policy coming to Rutherford County Schools. In a 4-3 vote, the school board approved parental responsibility zones, or PRZs, shifting school transportation responsibilities to some families.
Point of order.
No, I am talking. I am talking.
We really are.
You do not.
Madam Chair.
What I'm saying.
Stop talking.
Right now, we're talking about let's cut parental zone, PRZ. But I'm going to be honest with you, Ms. Darby, you own a transportation service.
I do not.
Beginning
do
the next not. School year, students in grades K through 12 who live within 1 mile of their school and those in 6th through 12th grade within 1.5 miles will no longer be eligible for bus service. Parents in those zones will need to provide transportation. Supporters say the move is about saving money, up to $3 million for the district. The motion introduced by Butch Vaughn, seconded by Claire Maxwell. Stan Vaught and Katie Darby also voted in favor. Tammy Sharp, Caleb Tidwell, and Francis Rosales opposing. School Board Chair Claire Maxwell.
I feel very strongly that we need to incorporate personal responsibility zones. Not that I want 5-year-olds walking down busy roads, but I feel like this is something across the state that is the norm.
School board member Stan Vaught made it clear the financial stakes are high.
For any of this to stand a snowball's chance in hell of getting passed through the county commission, we better do this, because this is a $3 million savings right here. You know, maybe the bus drivers don't get exactly what they want. Maybe the taxpayers have to pitch in a little bit.
With the vote now final, families across Rutherford County are being urged to review the upcoming changes and prepare for what could be major shifts in how thousands of students get to school. I'm Brian Barrett.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date. Because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Our time is 6:48, and we're going to have the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. At 6:57, right before CBS News, somebody shoot him. Shoot that, get that wolf out of its misery. You know, the red wolf, which is only in Virginia, West Virginia, they're extinct. They're becoming extinct, and they're trying to save them. So,
wow,
just made me think of that when you did that.
I didn't know you were a wolf expert.
The top 10 series, TV series of all time. Now, I don't agree with this list because it doesn't name some of the older shows. But I do agree with it in the time frame that they have it in.
So is this like 70s and 80s? Or?
Yeah, like The Fugitive is not on here.
Okay.
No, no 70s. It's more like 2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I bet you can name five of them right now. What do you think of the... Give me five.
The Ranch.
No, it's not on here at all.
Well, then I disagree with
the
list.
There is one old one in here. Yeah, okay, I see it. Oh,
Friends would probably have to be really high.
It is not on this list.
What?
Nope.
You've got bad info.
Well, maybe not.
May not have any info at all.
I did have some info. I'm on the wrong list. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Breaking Bad.
I can see that.
Okay.
That's probably number one, isn't it?
It is number one.
Okay.
Give me another one. Come on. Now, don't be... You just looked up the list. Put it up.
I mean...
You've ruined it. I'll just read them now. You've ruined them.
This is a top 10 list.
I've just ruined them. I wanted you to guess, and you're looking. You're looking at it. So, here we go. Mad Men is on that list.
Okay.
What do you have on your list?
Band of Brothers.
No, it's not on there.
This is what I looked up was the top 250 shows of all time.
No, this is the TV series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why Breaking Bad was number one.
Why don't you
there.
Just shut your computer off? Okay.
No, I can't do that.
The Sopranos.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
Have you watched? You have watched The Sopranos.
Uh huh.
Seinfeld is too high for me, but yeah.
The Simpsons.
Yep.
I've never watched an episode of The Simpsons.
I haven't either, and I think the big announcement was they're on now one of the streaming services. I can't remember whether it's Paramount Plus or someplace has all The Simpsons.
The Wire.
Okay. What?
It was about policemen, cops.
Okay.
The Twilight Zone from the 60s.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Better Call Saul.
It was very good. It's a prequel to Breaking Bad. I liked it.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It got a little old after a while, but it's really good. The Office.
Okay.
True Detective. The one with Matthew McConaughey was awesome, and Woody Harrelson. That was awesome.
I think I have it in one of my lists. I need to go back and look at that then.
Twin Peaks. Cheers.
Where everybody knows your name?
Lost.
I never got into Lost.
It's hard. It's hard. You got to stay right with it. The Larry Sanders Show. That was a good show. Atlanta. Chernobyl. Fleabag. Saturday Night Live. Stranger Things. And The Daily Show.
Stranger Things.
Game of Thrones is the number one, by the way.
Oh, it's not Breaking Bad?
No. Stranger Things.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Games of Thrones. Here's another list because they're all different. Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Stranger Things. Friends is four on this list.
Mm.
The Walking Dead, Sherlock. The Big Bang Theory, Dexter, The Boys, The Office, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul. Peaky Blinders, True Detective, Black Mirror, Squid Game, Rick and Morty, Lost, The Last of Us, and Prison Break. So,
well, this list from IMDb has The Pitt, which is new, only one season, already at number 51 in the top 250 shows. So it must be really good.
Yeah, but it's my hour.
Well, I'm
so
just
you don't get to really say anything about it.
Add.
Birthdays, we got to go. We got to hurry. Let's go.
Who's got a birthday today? Happy birthday to you!
1908, Edward R. Murrow, American newscaster. They got a Broadway play going on with George Clooney playing Edward R. Murrow in that. 1917, Ella Fitzgerald, American jazz, swing, pop, and blues singer.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter.
1932, Meadowlark Lemon, American basketball star of the Harlem Globetrotters. 1940, Al Pacino. Godfather, of course. 1962, Adam Silver, American lawyer and NBA commissioner. Hank Azaria, American actor. He's the voice behind many of the characters in The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
1969, Renee Zellweger. And 1976, Tim Duncan. Here are the birthdays, a local around here. Today, Andrew Payne, Becky Roberts, Aaron Carlton, Norris Hall, Will Magoon, Greg Glover, Melissa Hartley, Cindy Holland, Mia Kate Jackson, Tamara, Mike Woods, Tamara, Diana Johnson, Sarah Cantrell, and Lori Sane Smith. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Go ahead and call or text in your birthdays for today or tomorrow. Anniversaries too. The number 615-893-1450. You got until about 7:30 to get them in.
6:55, we're going to take a look at the weather and come up to news time here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 61. And then Saturday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping. And highs head back into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Did you know I can make noise with my left eye?
I was trying
to get it on the microphone.
Oh, you did.
Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
Good morning. It's trying to improve here just a bit, but it's still slow up through Antioch on 24 westbound. I'm trying to get past Haywood Lane. It's clogging up all that traffic flow that's coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County here in this section of Antioch on 24 westbound. And Haywood Lane, as they move the damaged vehicles involved in this wreck. Give yourself extra time out here this morning. It's been busy. 65 south starting to get heavy there at Trinity Lane. 40s loading up coming out of Wilson County. Especially the Mount Juliet area on I-40 westbound headed towards Hermitage. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage from some of these past storms and your roof is starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialists. Check out IRS Roofs.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Luverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams
The accountant Place. Is back, and this time, he's bringing his brother.
So it's been a minute. How are you? How have you been?
Ben Affleck and John Bernthal return in The Accountant 2, the sequel to the 2016 surprise hit.
Is your brother up to speed on the case?
Most of the original cast is back, including Cynthia Adai Robinson as Agent Medina. She told me she's pretty psyched for this.
And finally, get to also work with Ben and John, who I did not work with in the first movie. I knew that there was going to be a sort of funny interplay with those guys and this sort of brother relationship.
Braxton, thank you for coming. I'm really glad you're here.
Did you tell you to say that?
Oh, just wait till you see the line dancing scene. The Accountant 2 is in theaters now. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. And Millie Levinsky is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being so friendly, always wearing a smile, and helpful in so many ways. Melanie's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations, Melanie, and help us out with Good Neighbors, would you? It is all listener-driven, so that means that you are a huge participant in who is recognized as Good Neighbor of the Day. So how do you do it? Well, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. Or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbors, good neighbor rather. Now, if you text, you'll get a reply. It'll have a link. Tap on that link. If you save it in your phone favorites or wherever, you know, you can get back to it real quick. Same for the website. And get in those good neighbors. Help us out and recognize a special person that deserves to be Good Neighbor of the Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Time for the news from CBS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
For Pope Francis.
To see the Pope in his simple coffin takes your breath away.
Ukraine peace talks.
We are moving in the right direction. We are ready to reach a deal.
New Jersey arson arrest.
You think the fire was set intentionally?
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. This is the final day for the public to pay respects to Pope Francis, and the Vatican says the response has been overwhelming, with at least 128,000 people going to St. Peter's Basilica this week, so many that it remained open far longer than originally planned. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at the Vatican.
Tonight begins the ancient ritual of sealing the coffin by Cardinal Kevin Farrell, the Camerlengo of the Roman Catholic Church. That is ahead of the papal funeral on Saturday morning. And that funeral mass begins at 4 a.m. Eastern time. And attending will be 130 foreign delegations, including 50 heads of state and 10 monarchs. That includes President Trump and former President Biden. The mass will be about 2.5 hours long. It will be mostly in Latin. And then we will see a procession to the Basilica of St. Mary Major.
That will be the Pope's final resting place. Francis's legacy is personified by what's happening at a church that our Seth Doan visited last night.
Pope Francis encouraged embracing those on the margins, asking churches to house migrants. This one in Rome doubles as a dormitory at night. In the pews at this special prayer service last evening was George Malki, a 29-year-old engineer and refugee from Syria. Hoping to study, he fled the civil war.
What does Pope Francis mean to you?
Hope and peace.
Malki came to Italy through one of the humanitarian corridors supported by the Catholic aid group Sant'Egidio.
How is it living in Italy?
It's so nice. You feel like it's your home.
There are language classes, and the group helps with housing, visas, and finding a job.
Russia's top criminal investigation agency says that a senior Russian military officer has been killed by a car bomb. Officials say Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik was the deputy head of the military's operations. It's rare for President Trump to publicly criticize Vladimir Putin, but he's called out his Russian counterpart, telling him to stop attacking Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities say the latest strikes include attacks on civilian areas that killed at least 12 yesterday and 3 today. More from CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
He did express frustration with the Russians, saying that he felt that it was not helpful for Vladimir Putin to target civilian locations in Kyiv.
We're in the midst of talking peace and missiles were fired, and I was not happy with it.
Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who denies the Russians are targeting civilians.
We only target military goals or civilian sites used by the military.
In southern New Jersey, more than 15,000 acres have burned in Ocean County, and now police have arrested the man they say is responsible for the wildfire that forced thousands of evacuations. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
Ocean County prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown has been charged with arson. Investigators say Kling started a bonfire using wooden pallets, and then he left the area before properly extinguishing the fire.
We were able to place him at the scene. And we have some witness statements that corroborate that.
Chief Bill Donnelly of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the fire burned right up to the edge of the Oyster Creek nuclear plant.
The man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is due for arraignment in a New York federal courtroom today. CBS's Anna Schechter says prosecutors will ask for the death penalty for Luigi Mangione.
They said that he carried out, quote, substantial planning and premeditation, and that he, quote, presents a future danger because he expressed intent to target an entire industry.
Former New York Congressman George Santos has said he expects to receive the maximum prison sentence for his wire fraud and aggravated identity theft convictions. And that would be just over 7 years. He's due to find out for sure today. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Who really is George Santos as he shows up for sentencing? He's a person who on one hand claims that he has accepted full responsibility, but at the same time is claiming that he's a scapegoat. And the court will want to send a clear message that George Santos is responsible for his actions.
5 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
President Trump has signed more executive orders, including one on critical minerals. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
The executive order is meant to restore American dominance in offshore critical minerals and resources. Specifically, it would boost production of nickel, copper, and cobalt. The order says this would help create 100,000 jobs in the U.S. and bring in an estimated $300 billion. A separate executive order directs federal agencies that they do not have to hire probationary workers as full-time employees after their probationary periods end. This comes amid efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to cut costs. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says about 180,000 child car seats have been recalled because the headrests have a foam pad that could be a choking hazard for children. The Safety First Grow and Grow Sprint child seat is made by Dorel Juvenile Group. This is Arbor Day. CBS's Michael Wallace says the best way to celebrate should be pretty obvious.
Arbor Day Foundation CEO Dan Lamb says he hears it all the time.
People want to do something positive for the environment, but they scratch their head sometimes wondering what they can do.
He says they can plant trees, which help us so much.
Clean our air, clean our water. They shade our homes, shade our neighborhood, helping to capture and slow stormwater runoff and flooding.
Lamb says most holidays celebrate the past. Arbor Day is about the future.
It's about planting trees today that will benefit generations and generations to come.
There wasn't a whole lot of suspense as to who the first pick of the NFL draft on ESPN would be.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
And Cam Ward says it's one thing to be the top pick, it's another to prove that he was the right choice.
I think I'm one of the best players in this draft. I'm deserving, you know, this honor. But at the end of the day, draft pick don't mean nothing. It's all about how you produce on the field.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that 3. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks so much, Steve Kaffin. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 61. And then Saturday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs head back into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better now on 24 westbound, passing Haywood Lane where they finished up that accident, but it did clog up traffic pretty good trying to get out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Smyrna, Laverne. Again, that should start to recover here in the next few minutes. It's starting to build 65 south at Trinity Lane. Still some rain showers in certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Be careful. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage from some storms in the past, your roof is starting to leak. Call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Better yet, check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins.
Good night, John Boy.
Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. You always frown when that opens on. That was a request, listener requested open.
I don't like being called John Boy.
Oh. How did that get in there, I wonder?
You put it in there. Lion.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, that kind of sounded like the Walton's horn, didn't it? Good Friday morning.
I don't know who you got to record it. I guess AI.
No, I did all that editing all myself.
I didn't like that show when it was on.
No.
I like it better now. I see reruns of it, and I have a little bit better. It was a good time in my life during that time.
Yeah. I told my wife, she didn't know that Little House on the Prairie was coming out in the new series, and she was very excited.
I hope she's not going to be disappointed.
Well, yeah. She watches weird stuff anyway. Hmm. She's like watching ER for the fifth time. It's either that or Dr. Phil. I don't know why. Our House. Those are her, like, three go-tos.
Hmm.
Talk to her all the time, and it's...
She likes medical dramas.
What are you doing? I'm watching ER. Or, I've been watching Dr. Phil all day. I don't know. Friday, the 25th of April, episode 1644 of the Wake Up Crew. Your countdowns, Cinco de Mayo's in 10 days. Mother's Day is about 16 days away. Memorial Day, a month away, 31 days. And the last full day of school is 34 days away, so that week will be Memorial Day off. Tuesday, Wednesday, full day. Thursday, no school. It's a teacher work day. And Friday's the report card pickup day, and summer begins. So there you go. We're about a month from that. Also, want to remind you that, gosh, it's already Friday.
It's Friday.
Mm. Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
It is Friday. We've got what we're watching. We're going to have a little special edition today. The top 30 sitcoms, did you say, of all time?
Yes, the top 30 sitcoms of all time.
Sitcoms, okay.
I just now noticed something here, Brian.
What's that?
When we move to the new building, we've got to carry this, our games and...
Our little game box?
Yeah, that's going to be an important... Well, are we going to have to get a new game box?
Oh, no.
Will it be a game drawer or...
I think that little cubicle.
A game closet. We're going to take that little cubicle with us.
Why not?
Okay.
It's stylish, isn't it?
No, it's not really. Not anymore. No.
Not anymore? You just got one, like, what, a year ago?
No. I gave it back to you.
Well, I know, but I thought you bought your own.
No.
Oh, you just didn't like it?
It's okay.
I've got three of them in my office. They're good for, you know, like.
Oh, so they're going to the new building.
Shoving stuff in there.
You're going to take all that stuff you've got in your office to the new building.
Well, some of it's important.
I think maybe, have you ever seen the show Hoarders?
I'm not a hoarder. I have important things in there, like WGNS shirts.
Really?
Yeah, from 3 years ago.
Caps?
I do have a lot of caps.
Yeah.
I've got to wait until someone that wears a large actually starts working here, which may be forever. I did give Micah one. You know, he wears a large.
Yeah.
So, John, you're not a Sam shopper, are you?
I can't. I do sometimes. It's so just one of me, so I don't buy bulk.
Do you have a membership then, or family has
a membership? Yes, I have a membership.
Wow. I did not know.
I have the Ultra Sam's membership.
What does that get you? What does Ultra do?
I can walk in the store and just pretty much pick anything out I want, and they'll bring it up to the front for me.
Really?
No, it's not true.
Okay, I don't know.
But, I mean, it's a gold membership.
Oh, gold.
Yeah.
What about Costco? Are you a Costco shopper?
I was, but I gave my membership over to my son-in-law.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you could go. Anyway.
I never go to Costco. I can go with them, but
yeah,
I don't. I've never been that crazy about Costco.
Most people are either Sam's or Costco.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't really go there. There's really no point in me going to buy 18 pounds of strawberries, you know, or 1,600 tons of
deodorant
detergent.
Oh yeah, like in a 5 gallon bucket. Well,
speaking of which, you're talking about deodorant. I have an issue right now. The deodorant I don't want to say the name.
Mm-hmm.
Is not lasting. And I wonder if it's because I'm just getting old and it just doesn't last as long on old people. But at night, I can. Oh, I need some deodorant. I'm like doubling it, you know, in the mornings. Yeah. Didn't last 24 hours.
Have you changed lately?
Mm-mm.
You might not have changed. Just try a different one.
No. I really like this one.
Well, can you find something similar?
No. I don't like them when they smell like men's cologne-like stuff. I don't like that.
You can get unscented, I guess. So I used to be Arid Extra Dry all the time.
Oh, no, I love that. I loved Arid Extra Dry.
But during the pandemic, I couldn't find it.
Well, do they make it anymore?
I don't know. Maybe not.
I've not seen it.
So then I went to Speed Stick Irish Spring.
Hmm.
Because that's the soap that I use, so I thought, hey. Maybe
and how'd you like it?
Well, that's what I've been using since. And I can always find it.
Well, maybe I'll try Irish Spring. Yeah. Then we can smell alike.
Well, let's not do that. My point about Sam's is big changes are coming.
No.
During an investors meeting last week, among the notable changes, each store will be redesigned a new layout to mimic the newly opened store in Texas, and they will eliminate checkout lines.
How are they going to do that?
Instead, they'll move to a scan-as-you-go model. So you'll get on your phone and you'll scan as you go on your smartphone on their app.
Good luck with that.
So you'll have to do that next time you go to Sam's. All right, here's some sports.
I'm a gold member.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
In the first round of the NFL draft, the Titans, as expected, took quarterback for Miami Cam Ward. Then Jacksonville traded up to get Colorado's Travis Hunter. The Raiders, at number 6 overall, selected Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. And the Bears took Michigan tight end Colston Loveland. Later tight end from Penn State Tyler Warren went to the Colts. And the Giants traded up in the first round and got quarterback Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Colorado QB Shedeur Sanders has not yet been selected. To the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City's up 3-0 after a big comeback at Memphis, 114-108. The Thunder were down 69-40 late first half. Clippers dominated Denver. New York won by 2 at Detroit. In the NHL playoffs, wins for Minnesota, St. Louis, and Florida. Toronto won in overtime at Ottawa. Baseball, the A's with 2 in the bottom of the ninth, beat Texas 4-3.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs.
Located just north of the Tennessee state line in Franklin, Kentucky, this premier entertainment destination is home to over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, and live music. As we build toward the world's most famous race, remember, the Mint will play host to the largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville on the first Saturday in May. More info, visit TheMintGaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Exciting times in the thoroughbred game. 1 week to the Kentucky Derby. Let's get out the gate on Saturday, April 26th with some stakes action. Race 9 at Gulfstream Park is the Monroe Stakes, mile and 16th on turf. It's for 3-year-olds and up females. You got 11 horses in the field. The number 5, Dancing and Dixie, is our top pick, trained by Mark Cassie. She's got 2 lifetime wins at Gulfstream Park. Race 10, Oaklawn Park, is our next stop. The Dig a Diamond Stakes, 1 mile on dirt, older fillies and mares, 8 horse field. That means trifecta box. The number 2, Who's Your Filly, for trainer Tom Amos, is our top pick. Put her with the number 5, Our Pretty Woman, trained by Steve Asfusen, and the number 1, Brood Naboyan, conditioned by Brett Calhoun. Santa Anita Park is next. Race 7, the Grade 3 Royal Heroine, 1 mile on turf, older fillies and mares, 13 horse field means superfecta box. The number 11, Hamwood Flyer, front running speed for trainer Peter Erton. The number 2, Raw Ability, unbeaten, ridden by Hector Barrios. The number 6, Pure Potty. She's been in the money 12 of 13 lifetime starts. And the number 3, Sneaker, California bred, ridden by Drayden Van Dyke. Race 9, Churchill Downs, is where we finish. It's opening night there. The Roxalana Stakes, 6 furlongs for older fillies and mares. The number 8, Minx Palace, is our top pick. She's got 3 career wins, all at Churchill Downs. The number 2, Sandy Bottom, daughter of Omaha Beach, is trained by Mike McCarthy. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 our time on The Wake Up Crew. From News Radio, WGNS. It's what we're watching.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's up.
And on today is what we're watching. It's the 30 best sitcoms of all time.
Right. There'll be some old ones on this list, and there'll be some newer ones.
Okay.
Do we start at number one, and you're already not going to agree with it. This is from, by the way, let's see, who's the source of this? News and Entertainment. Okay.
Okay, it's probably Seinfeld.
The Pioneer Woman. That's okay. The name of the magazine. Okay. Seinfeld is number one.
I mean, that's probably going to be number one. I'm in the minority, probably, on that.
Number two, The Brady Bunch.
Really?
There's a story, yeah.
Okay.
A little high for me, I think.
Probably so. I mean, it's kind of campy now, especially, but very popular at the time.
So they ranked it higher than the number three on the list, which is Friends.
Yeah. See, that would be my number one, I think.
It used to not.
I know, not
until I got you hooked on it.
Yeah.
Family Matters. Did I do that?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of ABC's, Friday Funnies or something, whatever it's called.
Yeah, what was it called? TGI Friday.
TGI Friday, yeah, TGIF.
Number 5, I Love Lucy.
Okay.
Now, I've never been a big I Love Lucy fan, but it's okay.
I mean, I guess in the day.
It was. Number 6, The Office. I've never been a big Office guy.
No. It's been mimicked quite a bit, I've noticed, but I haven't watched it all the way through.
Cheers. That was part of must-see TV.
Yeah.
I think they had Friends, Seinfeld, Cheers, and something else. And then they had ER. That was quite a lineup, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Blackish is number 8, surprisingly, but that's a good show.
Yeah, yeah. It was on ABC for a long time.
The Simpsons, which is the longest running TV show in history.
Yep. Probably never to be eclipsed, I wouldn't think.
Now, here's one I like. I don't know if you ever watched it much, but I love Modern Family.
I've seen some, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I would catch several episodes and watched it. I think it's pretty funny.
Number 11, close to your heart, The Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. Not my necessarily favorite, but big one for the family, for sure.
Number 12 is The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Interesting.
I like the fact they put some older ones with some younger
ones. Yeah, yeah.
Number 13, The Big Bang Theory.
Okay. I kind of like the Big Bang Theory. A lot of it was...
I would think you would relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Number 14, Parks and Recreation. Never saw it.
Seen a few episodes. It's okay. It's not one of my favorites, but it did run for a long time.
I had to watch this because Samantha watched this on TV, the Full House.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Fuller House.
Yeah, of course.
There's one called You Know What Creek. That's number 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 17, New Girl.
So, I watched...
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that. It is pretty good. The kids got me kind of hooked on that one.
She's kind of funny, just in her, on the way she acts. Number 18, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's another one that I've watched all the way through, and I tend to really like it pretty high on my list.
Arrested Development is 19. That would make Dalton happy.
Yep. It's pretty good. It stands the test of time.
Here's one at the time I really wasn't that crazy about, but I've learned to love it. Boy Meets World, number 20.
Hmm. Yeah. They tried to make a comeback with it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Number 21, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. I loved it.
Yeah.
My Wife and Kids, number 22.
What was that about?
What?
My Wife and Kids?
That was Damon Wayans, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. Number 23, let's see. Will and Grace. Didn't watch much of it. It was okay. I watched a few episodes.
Yeah. It had a pretty decent second running, too.
Gilligan's Island, number 24.
Very
still
interesting.
Still in reruns.
Yeah.
To this day. That 70s show, I did like to say that 70s show.
Yeah, it was good.
30 Rock was 26. I didn't watch much of it either.
No, me either.
Everybody Loves Raymond, number 27.
If it's on and I catch it, I'll probably watch an episode.
Number 28 is Frasier, which is interesting because Cheers was on the other list, but it's not on this list.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Number 29, Everybody Hates Chris. And number 30, what do you think number 30 is? He's had three sitcoms. They've all been hits. Home Improvement.
Oh, Tim Allen.
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke Show's not on there, and Mary Tyler Moore is. I kind of disagree with that. I thought Dick Van Dyke was better. But it's in the 60s in black and white, so people like you don't vote because you don't watch it because it's in black and white. And that's your 30 top TV sitcoms, according to Pioneer Women.
What would you put as number one?
Friends.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh every time I see it.
I tend to
agree. And over and over again.
Well, that's what we're watching.
Middle Tennessee Electric presents the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration, Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2, on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities. It's free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. Check out rcearthday.com.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls. My daughter said, "It's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something."
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:30, friends. Welcome back. If you are just joining us, we've got a big news check coming up here for you in just a second.
We certainly do, but we got to announce birthdays first. Andrew Payne and Becky Roberts, Aaron Carlton, Norris Hall, Will Magoon, Greg Glover, Melissa Hartley, and Cindy Holland have birthdays today. Tomorrow, we celebrate Mia K. Jackson, Mike Woods, Diana Johnson, Sarah Cantrell, and Lori Sane Smith.
You kind of know that Mia K,
yeah,
right?
I got, and I know that Mike Woods got
well,
too.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. Mia's younger. Anyway, call or text in birthdays. 615-893-1450, the number, but now's your time to get them in. In a half an hour, we're going to announce all the names and give away some banana pudding.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
It's 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 61. And then Saturday, partly sunny. Chance for showers and storms redeveloping. And highs head back into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning. It's moving a lot better than it was 15, 20 minutes ago on 24 westbound up past Haywood Lane, where we've already had a series of accidents earlier on 24. As you work your way up through Antioch, it's starting to get a little bit heavier coming in from Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area on into Hermitage on 40 going westbound. There's been a few wrecks over there in Hermitage already this morning. Again, we still see some rain showers affecting certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. When you need dependable towing, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check out strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As Rutherford County heads into budget season, local leaders are prioritizing infrastructure needs, especially the construction of new schools, as steady population growth continues. A particularly complex element in the budgeting process is the cost of borrowing, with interest rates playing a pivotal role. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr told WGNS News that while borrowing costs have climbed, the county remains financially strong. Like homeowners shopping for a mortgage, counties rely on their creditworthiness to secure favorable loan terms. In this case, Rutherford County's high bond rating from agencies like Moody's and S&P reflect responsible debt management and positions the county to receive competitive offers from lenders when financing large projects. Despite these growing needs, Carr emphasized that the raising of property taxes is not an option he supports. With the overall budget now approaching $1 billion, strategic planning remains key for maintaining stability in Rutherford County. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro is gearing up for a sweet celebration. The second annual Cheesecake Festival returns on Saturday, May the 17th at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Visitors can enjoy live music, train rides, inflatables, a petting zoo, a reptile bus, and over 150 vendors. Admission is free, parking is $5, cash only, and the event promises a fun-filled day for all ages in the heart of Murfreesboro. With community, entertainment, and plenty of dessert, this festival is a can't-miss highlight of the spring season. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Alan Butcher.
Well, the thing I like about Adams Place is that when you come here, you're coming to a complete healthcare system. You start off in independent living, and then if you need additional care, you go to assisted living. And we also have a memory unit and a rehab unit.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 735 on News Radio, WGNS, and it's time for trivia. And today, we are going to try our hat at sitcom milestones. So here we go. Here's the first question. Which classic sitcom takes you to a New York coffee shop where nobody actually drinks coffee? Is it The Flintstones, Seinfeld, Friends, or How I Met Your Mother? I think it's Friends.
Well, I think it is too, but they drink coffee there.
Well, that is correct. Let's see. Which show made "How you doing" a legendary pickup line? Was it Seinfeld, Friends, The Weather Channel, or How I Met Your Mother?
Well, that's Friends again.
Friends again. Man.
How you doing?
Which show turned nerd culture into primetime gold and made physics look fun? Kind of fun. Was it Breaking Bad, How I Met Your Mother, The Big Bang Theory, or Friends?
The Big Bang Theory.
And another correct answer. Which 80s sitcom featured the Keaton family and one very ambitious teenage Republican? Was it The Flintstones, Growing Pains, Family Ties, or The Cosby Show?
Family Ties.
Family Ties. That is correct. Michael J. Fox. Which groovy blended family had more drama than soap and kids named Greg, Marcia, and Cindy? Was it Game of Thrones? Which TV show about a large blended family features characters named Greg, Marcia, and Brady Bunch? The Partridge Family or Full House?
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch is it.
Marcia.
Which 90s show gave us power tools, dad grunts, and Tim the Tool Man Taylor? The Simpsons, Full House, Tool Time, or Home Improvement?
I'll give the people at home a chance. Okay, Home Improvement.
Home Improvement is the correct answer. Ran for 8 seasons. Which Fab Four older ladies living in Miami, sipping tea, serving sass, and stealing hearts? Is it The Simpsons, Friends, Designing Women, or Golden Girls?
I'm sorry, I didn't listen to the description.
Fab Four older ladies living in Miami, sipping tea, serving sass, and stealing hearts.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is the correct answer. Which sitcom had Will Smith turning Bel Air upside down? Saved by the Bell, Family Matters, The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, or The Simpsons?
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I'm just rolling, baby.
Man. Which sunny sitcom proved cream cheese plus shade equals friendship goals in Miami? Is it The X-Files, The Facts of Life, Designing Women, or Golden Girls? I know the answer to this one.
Okay, go ahead. Designing Women?
No. The Golden Girls always, when they had a problem, they would eat cheesecake.
Oh, okay, so there you go.
And that's right. Which chaotic California family came with hugs, Uncle Jesse's hair, and way too many catchphrases? Is it Step by Step, Breaking Bad, Family Matters, or Full House?
Full House.
Full House. Ran from 87 to 1995. Which sitcom had 6 besties, 0 job consistency, and enough drama to fuel 10 seasons in New York City? Was it How I Met Your Mother, The Simpsons, Friends, or Seinfeld?
Friends.
That is the correct answer. Which show made work in local government strangely inspiring and even romantic? Is it Community, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Parks and Recreation, or The Office?
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to say Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, they worked for local government parks system. That is correct. Which sitcom plopped a West Philly teen into a Bel Air mansion? The Simpsons, Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel Air, or Boy Meets World?
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
That is correct. And that is sitcom trivia.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to wrap up, say goodbye here on the Wake Up Show Friday edition. Yes, Friday. Episode 1644 of the Wake Up Crew. And we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And boy, are they going to have a big time tomorrow. Yeah, it's Earth Day on the square, 10 to 2, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, just like they power the Wake Up Crew and the Action Line coming up and the Roundtable and Rutherford Issues. But tomorrow is the day to power Earth Day celebration, the 24th annual on the square. Be there, 10 to 2, free hot dogs and popcorn, good deal. Free gourmet grilled cheese from the Electric Griddle food truck. Positive. And lots of things for the kids. They're going to have a big time. That's rcearthday.com if you want to find out more information. But just know it's 10 to 2 tomorrow on the square. The Wake Up Crew recognizes today's good neighbor of the day, Melanie Levinsky. Melanie is our good neighbor for being so friendly, always wearing a smile, and being helpful in so many ways. Melanie Levinsky is the recipient of flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, plus News Radio, WGNS, of course. We're the good neighbor station, good neighbor of the day. See, fits. And our good neighbors, Jenny Harrison and her staff over at Ryan Flowers, making it possible. Text in your good neighbors like Melanie by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. Then it'll give you a web form, fill out the information, click submit, boom, you're done. Same web form, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. If you just text us directly, sometimes those get missed. We want to make sure we get it. You can call Melissa even lunchtime on through the afternoon. She'll take down the info, name, address, phone number, sentence why, and we'll take care of the rest.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, scientists have discovered that cows produce more milk when the farmer talks to them, John.
Really?
Pretty amazing. It's a case of in one ear and out the udder.
Replay.
You sure you hadn't done that joke before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it had something to do with music and cows.
Oh.
But.
Okay, because so kind of running the same gamut. I mean, it's
Well, I mean, we have been doing it for, you know, years.
You
now.
Twisted a 4.8 out of me. I'm ashamed. I'm a judge.
Well, you don't have to be like Simon Cowell. Leave that to Dalton.
I was persuaded to get a 4.8.
Well, you know, gotta keep the old average up. Because, you know...
Your jokes are amazing.
Thank you, Alan. Alan's always in my corner. Appreciate that very much, Alan. What have we learned today? It's hard for you to think about that on Fridays, isn't it?
Well, not really. We talked about films that have turned to TV shows.
Yeah, a lot of entertainment news today.
We did the top 30 sitcoms.
Yeah, you and I both don't agree with the number one.
And
it was Seinfeld, by the way.
Yeah, number 30 was Home Improvement. Yeah, I think Home Improvement was better than Seinfeld myself, but
well,
you know,
that's true.
You know how it goes. And we did a great game of trivia.
It was sitcom 100%, milestones. Yep.
100%.
14 of 14.
And you helped me out on one.
Yeah.
Where I'd have got it wrong.
I think we knew all the answers, both of us, to those.
Yeah. You usually don't help me much, but you did today.
I was very helpful today. Well, I mean, if you're talking about anything in black and white and before color TV, and even the 70s, not much on that. Of course, I was a wee little lad during that time.
Yes, you were a wee little lee. What? A wee?
A wee little
wee
lad.
Little lad.
I remember watching
Dallas.
I'm not
sure you ever were a wee little.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Tiny little thing. Cute as a button. Well, we're done. Out of here.
With that beard shave, you still look like that.
Yeah, and we talked about Sam's Club. They're going to Scan As You Go.
Yeah.